Right now, most of us remember learning plenty of U.S. history in school. Maybe we even studied Wisconsin, too. But what about our cities, our towns? It's easy for local history to get lost in the shuffle. But a new project in Neenah is bringing it to the city's elementary school classrooms. The Neenah Historical Society is putting together a series of booklets for young students detailing the city's most interesting people and places. It's the latest effort by that group to get kids engaged in their community by learning about its past. Jane Lang is the executive director of the Neenah Historical Society. Jane, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Well, you at the Neenah Historical Society, you're putting together this series of booklets about the city's past for use in schools there. Where did this idea come from?
Well, actually, last year we had been working on putting together a new exhibit, which is called Making a Hometown, Life in Neenah's Progressive Era. And in the process of researching for that and writing it, I kept coming across all these amazing stories of people from Neenah, and I just thought, this is really inspiring. So that was kind of in the back of my mind. But we've been working for years with different teachers in the school district, and one of their biggest complaints to us, or, you know, issues that they're facing, is they just don't have material to teach local history at an elementary level. And so that was a big frustration, and I've been aware of that. And I also had worked with Wisconsin Public TV on the Hometown Stories Project for Neenah Menasha, and working with Becky Marburger from Wisconsin Public Television on the educational part of that. She also asked me, what resources do you have for teachers at an elementary level? And I thought, well, we don't have much, and I better just do something about that and create something for them. So that's kind of where it all has come together.
And now tell us about these booklets. What kind of things are kids going to find out?
So the Discover Neenah series will be three separate booklets. The first booklet will be People You Should Know, the second, Places You Should Know, and the third, Businesses You Should Know. So they'll be learning about some of the interesting people from Neenah's past in the first one. And we really didn't, it's not intended to be, here's our list of the most important people in Neenah. That's not it at all. It's a list of stories that we are aware of. So right there is one thing we can share with students. We can only tell the history that is written down, and we have. So part of the introduction, we talk about that concept and just, you know, these are stories that we can share because we have them. But there are many other stories that are equally important, and, you know, it's just kind of a good reminder to people of all ages, record your history, record your stories, because that's the only way we can tell our history. So that first booklet focusing on inspiring stories, people you might not have ever heard of, and then people that you, if you live in Neenah, you may have heard their name before.
I want to jump in because I saw a list and some of the descriptions of the people. Can you tell us about some of the people? Because there are some really interesting stories coming out of Neenah.
Okay, we chose 20 different people, and I wanted it to just be a chronological look at as far back as we can tell some of the stories. So we actually start with some Native American people who lived in Neenah, and then we progress into some of the earliest settlers in Neenah. Glory of the Morning, Hopokaw, is the first person that we're talking about in the booklet. So way back in the 1700s, we have a woman serving as a chief for the Winnebago or Ho-Chunk tribe in Neenah. So I think that's interesting right there. So that's where we start. And then moving forward, we're talking about a wide variety of people. William Aylward being one, arrived in Neenah in the 1850s from Ireland and began working at a foundry, eventually started a foundry. His son started another foundry. That foundry became the Neenah Foundry. And now you can go anywhere in the world, look down at a manhole cover and see the Neenah Foundry. So just interesting bits and pieces of our history. Arthur Shattuck is another person. People may not be familiar with Arthur Shattuck, but they're familiar with the name Shattuck and Nina because the middle school is Shattuck Middle School. But who is this Arthur person? And it turns out he's one of the children of F.C. Shattuck, who was one of the founders of Kimberly-Clark, and he went on to become a famous concert pianist all over Europe. And, you know, just these fascinating stories. I find them fascinating.
Yeah.
I hope that the students will as well.
We're talking to Jane Lang, Executive Director of the Nina Historical Society, about a project to bring local history from the Nina community into elementary schools there. And Jane, what are you hoping that the elementary school students themselves get out of this?
I just hope that they'll be informed about our history, learn something that they weren't aware of. But for me, I think that local history, when you discover it and gather information about the surroundings that you're living in, it becomes, it's potentially inspiring, but it also helps you to feel a connection to your community that I think all of us crave a connection to community and want to feel like we understand where we are and feel like we're a part of it. So I think that's what my goal is, really, to inspire students to be proud of their community and just feel like they're a part of it, and they can contribute to our community's history just as others have before them.
And I understand this isn't the first time you at the Nina Historical Society have worked with schools on local history. What have you done in the past, I think, with high schools?
Right. We've, for the past 5 years, I've done a project with high school students called If Nina's Walls Could Talk. And the impetus for that was I was thinking, wouldn't it be great if we could go back in time and learn about the people who used to work in these downtown businesses? I mean, I just think that would be so much fun, have a business owner from 1900 telling us the story of their place. Well, obviously we can't do that, but we can create that for the future. So that was kind of the goal of that. It's kind of a gift to the future. We've created with the students over 50 individual web pages on all the historic properties throughout town. So you can have an interior tour, a virtual tour of the inside of all of these historic properties in town. You can have an understanding of who's worked there, the timeline of the building. It's just a lot of fun discovering that and then being able to put it out there for the future, because, you know, maybe somebody will want to look back and see what life was like in 2018. So,
and I love that the students themselves helped create these things, right? Does that get them more engaged in understanding than if you just, I guess, lectured about the things?
Oh, definitely. I think it's so much fun for them, and actually a personal knowledge of that. Our son was part of doing one of the projects and he was in high school, and just that whole kind of energy that students get when they get to run around town and discover, you know, something about this or that. And the business owners, and we did residential properties as well, those homeowners were so welcoming to the students. They just invited them in, let them discover things about these different places. So it became just a lot of fun for them to go around their community and discover all these sort of secret places they'd never been in before.
Jane, I got to ask, being with the Historical Society, whether you're working with kids or grown-ups for that matter, do you see just kind of the light bulbs turn on in their eyes as they start to realize the history of these places they might have walked or driven on every day for years?
Absolutely. And actually, we're currently working on another new project with students from the high school and from the art department. What we wanted to do is traffic signal box wraps, you know, the gray boxes on the corners that they're so boring looking, but we thought, you know, let's do a box wrap project with art students. So what they're doing is creating historically themed box wraps. So I've gone into their classes and just making that connection for them with art and our community's history has been so much fun, because they can stylize old photos of Nina, make it, you know, beautiful and artistic and engaging and eye-catching for us as we'll travel down the streets. But what they're learning about the community at the same time, I just think, is invaluable. And they've been very excited to discover, you know, different parts of our story. So it's exciting.
Jane, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Jane Lang is the executive director of the Nina Historical Society. She joined us to talk about a project that brings local history into Nina's elementary school classrooms.